This is Nash with Radio Dead Air, and we are speaking with David Franklin of Farscape. David had to endure a lot last year because of the equipment failure. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Equipment failure. Okay, I'm sorry. Great to be here.
So, what have you been up to since we spoke with you last?
I went back to Australia, and I did some work over there. I did a guest spot on All Saints, local drama over there, and shot here. I did a national campaign for a bank in Australia that was shot, like a series of ongoing commercials that was shot here. There was actually a lot of flack from that because it was an American advertising agency, an American crew
for an Australian bank.
Well, it's good to see you've been keeping busy. And obviously, there's still a great fandom here for Farscape. When you were originally doing the series, did it ever occur to you that it would have this kind of endurance, you know, after all?
Hell no. Gosh, no. No, none at all. Like, I remember being in America, the show was on, and like, because there was the show wasn't really screened in Australia. Or it was bought, but it was like put on when the Olympics were on, and no one saw it, and blah blah blah. Everyone knows that. And I remember being here and just walking in a coffee shop, and this waitress went, "Oh, you're in Farscape," and I got so excited. the poor lady, I wouldn't let her go.
Obviously you still have the conventions going, people still coming up to you. Is there anything that seems to you why it seems to resonate so much, especially Bracca, your character?
If you know, please tell me. I don't know. But it certainly struck a chord, and I guess he's the cockroach that wouldn't die.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful analogy.
Well, have you been aware of the comics they're doing for Farscape?
Yes. In fact, let me just access my little... Palm Pilot, because I got an email from... Hang on. Technology is not my friend. Let me see. Accessing from Rockne and Bannon. It says, "Say hi to the fans for me. Tell them the comics and webbies are coming along beyond our ability to experience excitement. We really must stop often and just sit there a few moments to reset after being overstimulated." Lots of surprises promised. Farscape lives.
For people who aren't aware, Farscape has not only webisodes coming up, but new original comics done by show creator Rockne S. O'Bannon. What's it like having someone take your likeness and bring it into a comic?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. So, And Rockne is holding his cards very close to his chest, so I don't know what the form the comic should be comic, but I don't know what the storylines are, and I don't know what form the webisodes are going to take. If anyone knows, please tell me.
But this is going to be considered part of the series, part of continuity.
I know nothing.
Okay, well, that's fair. One of the things I've been asking folks, you had all that time on the series. What was it? Either in front of the camera or behind the camera, what did you want to do, never got a chance to?
They were going to do the Bracca backstory in season 5.
Oh, they were going to have it?
Yeah. And they had it all up on the whiteboard. And then the series got canceled. So,
can you tell us what sort of stuff was going to be involved in it?
I don't know. You can quote me on that. I don't know. I know nothing.
So they would come up with stuff for the series, and they just wouldn't let you. They sort of threw it at you as it came along.
Yeah, and this was, obviously, they didn't really know what... I mean, they just had broad outlines for, season 5, broad brushstrokes. So that would have been interesting to find out what made Bracca.
How was that as an actor? Were you given a few steps ahead to know it was coming, or did we just throw in a script, and then another script, something completely changes? How do you... work that into your characterization?
I did know that Bracca was double, triple, quadruple crossing. That much I knew. But with Scorpius and Bracca, the lady boss. But we would get the scripts, like the actual scripts, just like the day before, because there was always rewrites. Like the scripts, because every time you get a rewrite, there's a different color page. And like, that would be like rainbows, the scripts. because there was always rewrites. And because our set for the command carrier was so huge, they had that up most of the time. That was permanent set. So we always ended up filming first. And it was always very touch and go. Like, what happens? And then what happened? My gosh, I got to say this. What? So it was always fresh. It was fresh. Never got a chance to get stout because we just found out the day before.
So like the drop of a hat, you'd have to figure out, okay, I'm going to go into this scene and I've got to do this. And
yeah, and it was. I remember saying to Rebecca, who was Commandant Grazer, that there was a scene where I got possessed by a screeth.
Yeah, I remember that one.
And I remember her saying, what are you going to do? And I said, I have no idea.
You pretty much had to just pretend to be... You were an entirely different character for that whole scene, just out of nowhere.
So, yeah, that was fun. It was scary, but fun. It's amazing what you do if you commit. If you commit to what you're doing. Believe while you're doing it. It's amazing what you can get away with.
And you've got no word on if they'll be bringing you in for the webisodes or not.
Look, I've tried. It's as specific as Rockne would be, but you can't say I haven't tried on that one.
Rumors are it's going to be a future, and peacekeepers do live a long time, so they're...
Well, I'm sure that Brecker has been genetically modified in some way to to either not age or to regress, whatever is required. I'm sure he could... Like, he's like, as I said, like, after the atomic bomb, there'll be cockroaches in Brecker, so...
He'll be there somewhere.
I would love to see you again. Well, besides a few things for Farscape, the comic and whatnot, what are you... have coming up that we should keep an eye out for?
There's nothing specific. There's a couple of things in the pipeline which are both very different, and I'm just waiting to hear on. I don't know where they're going to, what's going to happen with them, but they're at the final stages, both things. So as soon as I know for sure, I'll let you know.
You've got a website, right?
No.
Well, it's hard to keep people to keep up with you if you don't have one.
I'll let you know. I promise.
Okay. Well, we'll have contact information for you. All right. This has been Radio Dead Air. I'm Nash. We've been speaking with David Franklin, played Brock on Farscape. David, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. And it was great to have no technical hiccups.
Never going to hear the end of that.